be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take extra oil with them. But the prudent ones took oil and flasks with their lamps. Now while the groom was delaying, they all became drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight, there finally was a shout. Behold, the groom come out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish virgin said to the prudent ones, give us some of your oil because our However, the prudent ones answered, no, there most certainly would not be enough for us. And you too, go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the groom came and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey, the one who had received the 5 talents immediately went and did business with them and earned 5 more talents in the same way. The one who had received the 2 talents earned 2. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up. His master said to him,
your talent in the ground. See, you still have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you worthless, lazy slave. Did you know that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter seed? Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my today.
punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.